Hello and welcome to another edition of Chesapeake Hockey Week. I am your host, Scotty Waz. I am still kind of mucinexed up, but I'm feeling a little bit better, somewhat better. Yeah, thanks for all the well wishes. I knew inside you were not really worried about me. Listen, we got a big week coming about us, and from now till about, I don't know, say March, we got big weeks coming to us. 20 games as a whole. Everybody was playing from the Maryland region. The Black Bears, Team Maryland, Stevenson's D3 on the ice, Navy's D1 club team, Towson D1 club team, Stevenson D2 club team, Navy D2 club team, Terps D2 club team, the Stevenson women D3 NCAA, the Terps women D2 the club team, Towson D2 club team, Loyola women D2, all the peoples. We got upcoming games. We got players. It's going to be an action-packed show if we can all get through it together. God bless us, everyone. So let's start off as we always do with your Maryland Black Bears. And this weekend was an interesting one. This weekend was a good one, I think, as a whole. And I think that it shows the progress, and it shows what this team can do against higher caliber teams. I think this was a very big step in the right direction for the Maryland Black Bears organization going forward. And I say that just as an independent contractor and not someone who obviously there's ties to this show and the Black Bears with the interviews that have been done and all that. But I will be critical when critical is due, as I was most of last season. So this season is different. The season's better. There's a different feel to it, and you can sense that. There was progress in the offseason as showing on the ice right now. So the Johnstown Tomahawks were in attendance this weekend at the Den at Piney Orchard. And I think it's the last home set for a couple weekends, because I don't think the Black Bears come back until just after Thanksgiving. So I'll have to double check that, but I'm pretty sure that's true. In any case, big weekend for the Black Bears. Friday night, ooh, tough one. Tough 3-2 loss, especially when the puck in the last dying seconds almost tried to go in. Couldn't get it to go. 3-2 the final. Black Bears fall in that one. Anthony Malacca started off big goal there, streaking in, but all the play went to Ethan Heideprim. A guy who really turned on the speed this weekend. I really liked his play this weekend. Getting into some dirty areas, displaying his just playmaking abilities. And it showed on his 11th assist here. Stole the puck, comes down the ice, or picked up the puck, comes down the ice, was able to stop, pop, cut across the middle, find Malacca streaking, and then give him the open space for that goal there. So good bit of playmaking from Heideprim. Kyle Alexiak with the secondary assist there. Johnstown got on the board in the middle of the second. Cameron Recchi then on the power play from Wilmer Skoog midway through the second. Then Spencer DeBesti with Johnstown with that goal there. Third period was back and forth, tight game until the power play late in the period. I believe due to too many men, another too many men call doing the Black Bears in. And power play goal with just a few seconds, 5:02 remaining in the game. Maryland tried to crash there at the end, couldn't do it, and that was the final 3-2. Andrew Takas, 34 saves on the evening. Ethan Heideprim, like I said, an assist there. So did Skoog, so did Alexiak. Recchi, Malacca with the goals there. Saturday night, obviously a little bit of a thorn in the side, a little weight on the shoulders going into it. And the Maryland Black Bears come out triumphant in overtime. They put the firing line on David Tomeo. 55 shots on Saturday's game, making his save percentage look nice. But they come away with a victory, which is even nicer than that. Nothing in the first. Everything happened in the second. First, Johnstown gets on the board, and then Jackson Starrett. Jackson Starrett had two breakaway chances on shorthanded attempts from Logan Kahn's holding. First one didn't go, second one did go, and that was your shorty for Mr. Starrett there. Then some controversy. A bunch of controversy. And I think it's warranted because this is not something we haven't seen at Piney Orchard Ice Arena before. This is not something that is unique in this set, in this weekend. The history of the moorings and the pegs coming off the set markers on the goal is very legendary at Piney Orchard. Last year we saw a lot of it. This year we've seen more of it, and it's cost the Maryland Black Bears two goals in this game. I got to give it to David Tomeo, though. That's gamesmanship. He knew that these little stabby things in the ice, I call them moorings, people call them pegs, whatever it is, the things that hold the net in the crease area, they're not strong at Piney Orchard. And he's using it to his full advantage. And he knocked the net off a couple times, inadvertently or otherwise. And no call. I think that was the biggest thing. There was no call for delay a game. There was no call for anything intentional. When blatantly there, you know, he's playing the role that he does, and he moves on. Two times that's happened. Now, it's happened another way a couple times for the Black Bears, but more or less the Black Bears has been getting a little screwy, getting jobbed, as the kids like to say. If I am the Black Bears Sports and Entertainment Group, I am looking into new things to outfit Piney Orchard with some new pegs, because this is kind of getting ridiculous. It's like if a guy skates by the net too fast, it's off the mooring. Now, I'm sure it's like that in other arenas as well. It's just when the home team is there and they get two goals that are waved off because the net's off, it's not great. It's not a great thing. Is there something they could do? Is there NHL rules that don't allow for the magnetic pegs, or is it too expensive? Obviously, these are thrown into consideration as well. I don't know one way or another. I'm not looking at the rule book. I'm not looking at the deck station. I'm not the one paying for it. However, at the same time, when you come over this weekend and you see what happened, obviously you're going to get a little hammed up. That said, the Black Bears went over it. They got over it. They got over the fact that that they were really getting Wilmer Scoob was really getting under getting attacked. There was a nice little tete-a-tete between Tomeo and Scoog. So that'll be something interesting in the 47 games we still have left with the Tomahawks going for the season. It's going to seem that way. And they didn't let things get to them. It was a much, much better performance than we saw a couple weeks back against Johnstown. That's a huge plus for the good move in the right direction. Broke a 14-game losing streak, I believe it was. So that's huge as well. So the Black Bears making that big step in the right direction, trying to show that they are a little bit on the Chalit side, or in the making side of things. What I'm also mad about is that two Johnstown Tomahawks got honorable mentions. David Tomeo being one of them. I can understand that. He got a win in overtime loss, made 53 saves. But there's no reason why you don't have Kyle Luxiak here. There's no reason why Wilmer Skoog isn't here, player of the week, honorable mentions. Don't have to win it. Give him honorable mentions. Alexiak's been fire since he's come back. So, what can you do? In any case, we look at the way too early division standings as they sit right now. And the Maryland Black Bears currently 6th place, 7-8-1, 15 points, only 2 points out of a playoff spot for the Maine Nordiques. And they got couple games in hand. They have played the least amount of games in the East Division. That's going to change this weekend as we roll out a whole host of things as they go up north and face a team that's just above them in the standings. How about that? So we'll talk about that in a little bit's time. But before we get to that, we got to go to their affiliation team, and that is Team Maryland, and they were in North Carolina. They're throwing their hands up. They're taking their shirts off, and you know the Petey Pablo thing. Team Maryland took on the North Carolina Golden Bears, and doctor, this was lopsided, I think, is the the right word to put that. 6-0 for Team Maryland on Saturday night's game. 71 shots thrown at North Carolina's goaltender Ben Vitucci. 65 saves in this. That's fine. Team Maryland wins 6-0. Zach Richards, 18 saves, shutout. Points-wise here. Evan Donnelly with a goal and two assists. John McDonald had a game. 3 assists. EI. Oh, it's bad. It's really bad. Cole Burkle had a goal. George Fromman had an assist. Jay DeRuiter had a goal. Griffin Hernestein. Oh, that's a tough one. Sorry if I messed it up, Griffin. Had an assist. Cody Rumsey with an assist. Bobby Geyer with a goal. Jeff Redman an assist. Jackson Dobick with a goal. Roy Grisham with a goal. Connor Ball an assist on that game there. Went right back at it Saturday. 7-1 victory. Each team getting an extra goal on the night. Only 67 shots thrown at the North Carolina Golden Bears. But Team Maryland comes out again in a big one. Jackson Dobick with 4 assists. Tristan Mock and Dennis Arkhipenko with a goal and 2 assists apiece. Evan Donnelly with a goal and an assist. David Fostel with a goal. John McDonald an assist on that. Peter Saolas, the goaltender, 15 saves and 2 assists. If you had him in fantasy hockey, A, where are you playing EHL fantasy hockey? 2, I won in. 3, those are good stats. Jeff Redman, a goal and an assist. Roy Grisham with 2 goals in the game as well to end out that whole situation right there. So a big weekend for Team Maryland. And we look at their way too early to predict schedule. 9-7-2 for the year. They have won 2 in a row. They're 5-5 in the last 10. They sit 3rd in the Mid-Atlantic Conference right now. And man, what a year makes, right? I mean, this is a team that last year, when we look at their standings, it wasn't that great. I think they got 7 wins the entire season last year. 10 wins. They got 10 wins last year. They're already at 9. So that's a huge, huge increase. This team getting on their right foot this season with a whole host of things. So it's really awesome to see. Also, they were able to get Tristan Mock into the All-Star game as well. So that was a pretty cool adventure for them. So Team Maryland rolling onward and upward, and they have a busy schedule ahead of them this week as well. Again, we'll talk about that in the upcoming games coming up soon. The Stevenson University Mustangs D3 team for the NCAA is back in action, and they started on Saturday against Kings PA. And Kings, a team that was walked on over a lot. Stevenson realized this year is going to be different, and Kings made a game out of it, but Stevenson came out on top. 3-1, let up a goal early within about the first minute and 6 seconds to Kings, but Houston Wilson got it back late in the third period with Oleg Potemkin with the assist there. Then on the power play in the second period, Aaron Murray with a goal, Nick Gray, Ryan Patrick on the assist, and then halfway through the third period, Chad Watt stole it home with a goal, Martino Piccarello with an assist, and Luke Benitez with an assist on that as well. As Dylan Schoen with only 10 saves, only had to make 10 saves in the game for the win for Stevenson, getting off on a good foot, 1-0 going forward. We'll talk about where they got to next, but we got to go to some club hockey, and there are some derbies. Some derbies, as the English would say about soccer, this weekend, as we had some great club hockey action within the state of Maryland against Maryland teams all the time. But first, we got to talk about the Naval Academy and the game Friday night. I caught some of it on the tail end, and I caught it at the right time, too. And I caught it when the Naval Academy just had everything, just guns a-blazing. They were down 5-3. Next thing you know, they tie it up, and they go to a shootout. What a game that was. If you missed it, you could check it out on their YouTube channel. They have it there. And boy, howdy, it was something that you guys can go ahead and check out. John Mullen had a goal in the first. William Patterson then had just put it on. That was 4-1. Joe Kelly came back at the end of the second to make it 4-2. And then it was just Connor Heiden with a goal in the middle. William Patterson scores off. Then with the goalie pull, John Scaccia. Ha-ha. Thank you, Navy Hockey, for that. Scaccia with the goal there. And then with 6 seconds left, Connor Heiden from his brother Nathan tied it up. Went to a shootout. Only one shooter scored, and that was for William Patterson. And that was the game there. Man, that was an exciting game. Just watching that. And awesome production value, I have to say, overall for the Naval Academy. They really put things together in a big way. Charles Daughtry with 41 saves in the game. Scaccia with a goal and assist. Riley Jamison with 2 assists. Connor Heiden, 2 goals there. Brother Nathan, 2 assists. Joe Kelly, a goal and assist. John Mullen with a goal there in Friday's matchup. No rest for the wicket, as it was the battle of the outer belt of the Beltway that goes into 100, then to 97. Then you take 97 all the way down, hit that Riva Road exit, and then you go past there. You make a left of the 7-Eleven, I think. This is there's a 7-Eleven, then you make a right at the 7-Eleven to go down to the thing, and then there you go. I don't know how to get to McMullen. That's how I remember going to Dahlgren Hall. Anyway, Towson was in town as they went to McMullen Ice Center and took on the Naval Academy, and the Navy was ready for them. 6 Cobb on this one. Not much you could say about it. Towson just outshot in a big way, 57-31. Casey McCormick, 31 saves in the shutout. For Towson, Jacob Schneider, 51 saves in the losing effort. Scaccia with 2 assists. Jamison, 2 assists. Connor Heiden with 2 goals again. Joseph Gianni with 2 assists. Daniel Schoenman with an assist. Edward Chow with a goal. Joe Kelly with a goal and assist. Andrew Douglas with a goal. Brendan Reynolds with an assist. John Mullen with a goal and an assist in the winning effort for the Naval Academy there. Towson didn't have any rest either. Their game actually got pushed up on Sunday, and they lost to William Patterson, who was in town. They decided, hey, we're going to take 2 games from Maryland teams. William Patterson, 6-0 victory. And shout out to Towson. Their broadcast was a little bit better, too, with the angles and stuff like that. Nice little instant replays at the end. Good job by their communication staff. Just tough to see Towson in this mess. Tough to see Towson like this. Tough to see guys who have been there and just get shut out 12-0 the entire weekend. Not fun. Not fun for anybody. But soldier on, I suppose. And, you know, what can you do? You play the hand you're dealt, and you move onward and up from that. We move on to Stevenson, who was not part of the Derby. They went up to get some fantastic syrup in Vermont. Vermont has syrup, right? They're known for syrup. Anyway, they're taking on the Catamounts. Saturday night, the Catamounts, not a great game for Stevenson. 8-1, the Catamounts won. Josh Watterson with the only goal with Mark Bowen and Pierce Dushenko, the goaltender, getting an assist late in the second period. But that's all that was said there. Dushenko, 26 saves after David Shahady with 2 shots against and no saves. So that's not too great, Bob. Not too great. They came back, though. Sunday, they got a 5-3 win over Vermont. Ian Malone had 2 goals. Eric Bennett scored his first collegiate goal. Joe Kittleberger and Josh Watterson with the goals there for that. So it was really awesome, and it was also for a good cause, as it was focusing on the Vermont Children's Hospital charity game there. I don't know the things surrounding it, so I apologize for not having all the details, but it was good to see that they went up there, got a win, and were able to go ahead and do things for a good cause, which obviously everyone wants to have a good cause, and especially for children's hospitals. It's awesome to see. So congratulations to Stevenson for taking part of that, and shout out to Vermont for putting on a game like that for them as well. Navy's D2 team, they had one game this weekend, and it was not so great. They went to St. Joseph University, and they lost 5-1. Kevin Harris with the only goal, with Connor Meadows on the assist on that one. Skippy Sheldon with 27 saves in the losing effort. Navy D2 having a rough go of it after a very hot start. But we'll see if they can bounce back as the season goes along. It's a sprint. It's a marathon, not a sprint. I forgot how the saying goes, and that's how we are now. The Maryland Terrapins Division II team, they went ahead and had themselves a weekend as well. They went up to New Jersey in my old stomping grounds of Hollidale when I used to go there for, was it Thanksgiving tournaments? No. Christmas tournaments. Yeah. No, it was Thanksgiving rec hockey tournaments. I went up there for tournaments is what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. So Hollidale Arena, I know it all well and good. I got a Devil's mini stick there for mini stick hockey when we stayed in Cherry Hill. It's a great time. Anyway, back to the actual things that you want to hear about. Maryland got off to a hot start. 12 seconds in, Griffin Connolly where they got a goal with Christopher Bouchard with the assist and Liam Eden. And then Rowan turned it on for two. Nathan Hefner with a goal from Bouchard and Eden again. And then Rowan all the way through until Bouchard got a goal from Eden. So Bouchard and Eden, obviously, the playmakers on that one, as Eden got three assists, Bouchard had a goal and two assists, Hefner with a goal there, Matthew Deary with 32 saves, Adam Childs had five saves coming on in the last 10 minutes, so Maryland was just, they did not play well against Rowan. Rowan is just, I gotta say, Rowan is throwing their body around. Like, Rowan is a great team, and I think they're going to be one of the ones to look at coming out of the Mid-Atlantic region. Or the Southeast region, I guess. Well, no, I guess they're Northeast because it's Jersey. Maryland then went to Drexel, went down Philly way, and it was none too kind for them either. They lost 4-3 to Drexel. Bouchard with another goal midway through the first to open up the game. Eden with the assist. Chetson Koo with assist as well. Eden then got himself on the scorecard with Connor Havey and Bouchard on the assist there. And also closing it out with Griffin Connolly and Bouchard on the assist, but it was all for naught as the Drexel Dragons take the 4-3 victory. Adam Childs, 18 saves in the losing effort. Like I said, Eden, two goals and assists. Connolly, an assist. Koo with an assist. Bouchard with a goal and two assists. And Havey with a goal, or with an assist, rather. Let's turn now to the women's game. Ladies first. Ladies first. Well, they were actually second here. The Stevenson women are back at it in D3 action. They took on UMass Boston at home on Friday night to a 0-0 draw. Nobody was anybody anywhere. Annika Carlander with 28 save shutout in the performance. So congratulations to her. Moving forward, I mean, what can you do? What can you say about that game that hasn't been said? 0-0, not much action. But Stevenson got their first win of the year against New England College the next day. 3-0 victory on that one. Carly Aguirre with a goal. Nikki Kendrick with a goal. Aslan Bray with a power play goal late in the third. Trinity Barkless with a two-assist night. Carly McGee with an assist as well as Annie Smith-Hammond had 10 saves in the shutout victory. Back-to-back shutouts for the team there. So that's a huge, huge start of the week. And it was so big that Anna Carlander got herself MAC Player of the Week. So she gets the Defensive Player of the Week in the MAC Conference with her 28-save performance in her sixth career start. So big things coming to her moving ahead for Ms. Carlander and the women's team ahead. It looks really good. New coach Tori Emma. Tori Emhoff with her first win coming back to Stevenson after she played and was part of the inaugural team there. She's behind the bench this season. And she said in the preview, this team isn't very fast. This is a team that's going to will you down. It's going to skill you down. So the speed is going to come, but they played a good systems game. Got a win out of it. They got a tie out of the weekend, so it's pretty good for them moving ahead. We'll go to another derby. As the Loyola University of Maryland Greyhounds welcomed the University of Maryland Terrapins on Friday night to their barn, the Terrapins got out to a quick lead, but then it was all Greyhounds from there as they win 5-3, getting a win back to from a couple weeks ago where they lost 7-5. For the Terps, Alex McKillop had an assist. So did Lara Zhang and Emma Wild. Eleanor Van Vranken had a goal and assist. Mel Merritt had an assist. Allie Vance had an assist. Angeline King and Maddie Rath had a goal apiece, while Megan Bentley in goal had 17 saves. For the Greyhound, the Lady Greyhounds, I don't know what they want to be called. Lady Greyhounds, Greyhounds. Let's call them Greyhounds for now. Sophia Theodore had two goals and an assist. Jessica Chico had another big game with three goals. Natty Hattie Dearhorn. Kelly Shawl had three assists. Hannah McKenzie had two assists. Mary Sullivan had an assist. And Grace Lunder had 15 saves in the winning effort. Maryland then took that energy and that disdain from a loss. They welcomed the University of the Pennsylvania, the Quakers, and 12-4. They took it out on the Quakers. Boy, howdy. That's something. Megan Bentley had 22 saves in the win. I'm just trying to do all the math here because it seems that they don't have the stat listing on the thing. So I'm trying to do it off the top of my head, and it's not going well. Math was never my strong suit. So Alex McKillop had a hat trick. So shout out to her. Emma Wild had a goal. Lara Zhang had a goal. Anya Gandolfo had a goal. Maddie Rath had a goal as well. Mal Murat had two goals. Isabella Circolo had a goal. Hannah Hootran had a goal. Eleanor Van Vranken had a goal as well as Olivia Potos. And Van Vranken had three assists as well to go with her goal effort. So a big, big weekend, big, big second game for the Terrapins, the Lady Terps. McKillop had three goals, two assists in this game as well. So a big weekend for them after a tough, hard fought. It looks like it's going to be Loyola, Maryland. Coming out of that DVHC division. So should be interesting to see as things go along. Then Loyola University took on Rowan the next day, and then Rowan beat them 7-0. Couldn't find that same magic for a win from the Maryland Terrapins game. So it happens. These things happen. Grace Lunder, 25 saves in the losing effort for that one for Loyola. We move on to the Towson women. They had a game, only a single game this weekend against Villanova. Not so great, Bob. 9-1 was the final, as Villanova just goes all over the place with Towson's goal coming with only 12 seconds left in regulation, as Emily Sellers got one from Lily Warsaw. Of course, like I said, Towson's still a developing team. They had no losses or no wins last year, so they're still trying to build this program up, so there's going to be some growing pains there as well. Catherine O'Malley had 48 saves in a losing effort for the Tigres. While Navy, the women, they went ahead and they played California of Pennsylvania. You know, there was a California of Pennsylvania. I'm assuming it's on the West Coast, because why wouldn't it be? Have no word on goals. There's nothing on the HCH website or the College Hockey East website. So 5-4 was the final for Navy to take this game. So good for the midshipmen to go ahead and do that. So now that we know where we've been, holy crap, look at the time. It's like 30-some minutes. Hope you brought a lunch, ladies and gentlemen. Now we look at where we're going, and here we go. The Maryland Black Bears have a marathon this weekend. They go up to the Northeast Generals. They go to Attenborough, Massachusetts. Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, three-game homestand for the Generals. So this is going to be the real big test for the Black Bears. They had a series like this last year right before Thanksgiving or kind of around that area. It didn't go well, but hopefully this will turn over a new leaf and get them some valuable points. Hopefully get 6 points out of this weekend. Team Maryland plays Wednesday against the Philadelphia Little Flyers, and then they go up for another showcase against the Seahawks HC on Sunday, and then in the Walpole on Monday. Stevenson's D3 men's team will be at Chatham on Saturday. The club teams, Navy D1, will be at Delaware on Friday. Towson at Westchester Friday and at Lehigh on Saturday. Stevenson will be playing in Reisterstown against Ryder on Saturday and then against Rowan on Sunday. Navy D2 going down Tobacco Road, but Tobacco Road's actually coming to them, so I should have phrased it differently. D2 will be taking on University of North Carolina on Friday and then Duke on Saturday. The Terps D2 team will take on Ryder on Friday and then hopefully wear them down enough for Stevenson to win on Saturday. The Stevenson women take on, they'll be at Aston, Pennsylvania, my former school, Newman University, on Saturday, then travel up to Manhattanville on Sunday. The Terps D2 women will take on Villanova Saturday. Loyola's women, they're off for a week, and they'll play the Quakers on the 16th at UPenn. Towson women will be at Rowan on Saturday and then at Westchester on Sunday, while Navy's women's team are in a showcase with the University at Buffalo, Mercyhurst, and RIT. Hopefully, if I remember, we can do the Clutch and Crab weekend preview for you guys sooner rather than later. Get it up there by Friday. Then you know exactly where to go. We'll round this marathon episode up with some players. Sam Annis had a goal or had an assist on Saturday from the Iowa Wild. He's kind of dipped a little bit from his hot start, but an assist and an assist against Rockford. Good for him. Graham McPhee. Last week, of course, we had computer issues and I had sinus issues, so we couldn't get to things. But Graham McPhee on the 25th had a goal against Providence College, and then this past Saturday had an assist against Providence College as well. Madison Ferran for the RIT women's team had one assist on Friday against Brown, on the 25th against Brown, and then a goal and assist Friday versus Syracuse. Big game for Ferran in that one. Veronica Petty had an assist on Friday and a goal on Saturday, both against Boston University. Jason O'Neill of Providence College had a goal and assist on the game on the 25th against Boston College, and then an assist on Friday against Colgate. Jarrett Rosberg of Michigan State on the 25th, he had an assist, and then on the 26th had a goal and assist against Colorado College, while on Friday against Cornell had an assist of his own from the blue line, standing tall. Getting a little offensive power firepower here for his last season. Adam Varga of the Mississauga Steelheads had an assist on Friday against the Hamilton Bulldogs, while Mike Shen, going over, taking a risk, taking a chance on himself, playing for the Kulon Red Star VHL team, which is the feeder system to the KHL team, leads the team in points with a goal and 8 assists, but he's been pointless in the last 6 games. So hopefully he can bounce back, get that scoring touch once again. And finally, we'll wrap it up with Anthony Aaron Randazzo with the Odessa Jackalopes. Had 1-0-0 on the week with a 2 goals against and a 941 save percentage. So there you go, kids. We have done it. My voice has lasted out from that. As you could probably tell from the edits, I've had to stop a couple times because the sinus cold that won't go away still isn't going away. But I thank you for struggling through it as much as I did. I appreciate you guys. Follow us on Twitter, Chesapeake HW Pod. You can follow me on Facebook as well, or Facebook, on Twitter as well, at Scotty Waz. Facebook page, though, for the Face Off Hockey Show, Media Faction, at FOHS Radio. Johnny P. put up Saturday's pictures. They are a delight, as they always were. If you haven't seen them already, you guys should go over there right now. Check them out. But that's it. That's all. I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been Chesapeake Hockey Week on the Face Off Hockey Show, Media Faction, part of Blog Talk Radio. Maybe I can do a little of this. Maybe it won't hurt my voice there too much. But go play that Clutch and Crab hockey. A lot of hockey to talk about there next week, hon. And we'll see you there next week.